After Buzzers, I'm Candace Camacho, and you are tuning in for this recap of Dance Moms. People, grab your tissues. The girls say goodbye in this episode. Maddie and McKenzie and Melissa. Actually, Melissa said goodbye last week, so just the Ziegler girls. And tune in, because we're getting ready to recap with all of our sassy opinions.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin! Get up, get on the floor!
A different
song? I saw Mira's face. I'm like, wow, you know?
I thought two songs were playing at once.
Right. But you know what? It's episode 20, so we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We'll take, you know, anything cool. So we like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to tonight's reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms Recap After Show here at AfterBuzz TV every Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Woo.
For the last 20 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
What's up?
Wow, that's almost half a year.
Yeah.
Here, bringing it to them.
Yes, that's right, because we love you guys. So thank you for joining us. It's been a good run. We have one more week after this, and it was a little mid-season break. Mm-hmm. So before we get too excited, I tend to do this, let's introduce ourselves. So take it away, one of you sassy ladies in the coral.
Okay. Hey, you guys. Great to be back. Oh, my gosh. I've been gone for several weeks.
Yay.
I'm JJ Snyder at J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. Can't wait to talk about this episode.
Yeah, it was a good one. And I'm Miara Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miara Jennings.
And I'm Candace Camacho, and you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. Thank you guys for tuning in week after week after week for to watch us and get on the chat roll. Please subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment. You can tweet us, hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. Shout out to everybody listening to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. We appreciate you guys listening and watching, too. Without you guys, it wouldn't be so much fun to sit here and recap the show. So we appreciate all you guys chiming in and get on the message boards, because we've got JJ in the house, and she's our message board queen. So thanks for joining us. As always, we super appreciate it. So let's kick it off. The Girls Say Goodbye. That's the name of the episode.
Oh.
And I read something really funny on one of the commentaries, and they were just talking about how Lifetime has drug everything out so much, and we're probably going to be saying goodbye to Maddie, McKenzie, Melissa when they're in the nursing home. Because it's just gone on and on. But I really love this. This was something new. They haven't done this before. And it got back to just the girls and their cute little commentaries together and their awesome little personalities and kind of a self-promotion for a couple of them with their songs and their videos and their YouTube. So it's just about more about the dancing and the kids.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
It was cool.
It was produced differently, like the show itself.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thought it was done very well.
Me too.
It really was. From the costumes. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we kind of reflect the costume choices on the girls.
I should have worn green. I want to be Kalani.
Oh, I know. Did she not stand out in that green outfit?
That was really cute.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But they all had, it wasn't a neon, but each girl had a different bright, color, bright color. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, they really went out of their way to find these moments of genuine emotion.
Yes.
Genuine emotion. Mm-hmm. And everyone got showcased. It was really, and then we got dancing.
Yeah.
It was well done. It was. They did it well because the night was about Maddie McKenzie, but then everybody got to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know most of us know which girls have YouTube, but that's a really great plug for people to go and check out, you know, her YouTube, Kendall's YouTube. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Jay Rodriguez hosting again. I think he was a breath of fresh air. I thought we could have seen our Tony up there, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to say, that guy really, really pulled it off well.
Yeah?
Because he came off as being genuinely interested and knowing a lot about the girls, but he didn't push it either.
Yeah.
He didn't get, like, sappy or fake.
He didn't want to push the I felt like Jeff Collins, he wants to push the drama.
Yeah.
And he almost, like, insinuates it more, whereas Jay was just, like, wanting to have fun and make it, you know, happy.
Yeah.
Happy, go-lucky.
And I have to say, I like it a lot better without the moms anyway. I liked that it was just the girls.
That was cool, wasn't that, it?
Yeah. Gosh. That was pretty cool. No drama, just the girls.
No. Yes.
No drama, just the girls.
Yes. Okay. Well, and it was interesting to me because I wasn't sure whether Abby would turn up on the episode, mm-hmm. but this was clearly not the episode for the moms or Abby.
So. Yeah, it was very nice that none of them were there to spoil the fun and the emotion. So
we've never seen that before, so mm-hmm. it was like a little breath of fresh air. So, and the show started with the boys of Temecula performing with all of the girls, and they do this like really cute little jam session.
That was so cute. Yeah,
it was. What'd you guys think?
I thought the boys of Temecula were awesome. No, they were in their white outfits, yeah. but I just super enjoyed their choreography. Mm-hmm. And neat to know, like, I liked the other dancers they mixed in even throughout the episode yeah. with the girls. Mm-hmm. Just kind of created, like, a whole different experience.
Yeah, and yeah. it just shows how versatile they are.
Yeah.
Because they can,
yeah.
I mean, I can see them on yeah. music videos, on shows, so they can, they're yeah. ready to work and do some cool mm-hmm. stuff.
They are.
Phew.
And then, thankfully, Jay, being the positive dude that he is, he talks about how the girls have really impacted everybody globally, you know. They have fans in Australia, fans in Ireland, and I feel like that was really cool that he pointed that out, that, you know, the dance world isn't really the same anymore. Every little girl knows Maddie McKenzie, Kalani, mm-hmm. Kendall, mm-hmm. you know, and they want to be like them. And I think it's cool that a lot of kids that get in the limelight like that, they end up going down the wrong road. Where these girls, they're all great role models mm-hmm. for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've taken their success and they've done clothing lines and photo shoots and commercials, and that's what you do in this world. But they've kept it, you know, under wraps, like humbly and mm-hmm. beautifully. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, you're just reminding me of part of what made this episode so great. And so because there weren't the moms, mm-hmm. there wasn't that through line of drama and fighting and negativity. And so we got to concentrate more on the positive storyline mm-hmm. yeah. of these girls being these great, they are like athletes.
Yeah.
They are
amazing, right? So
yeah. It'd be nice if the show was focused on that too, but yeah. that's okay.
Okay.
I agree.
I have a question for you two and for you. Now, if the show was just all about positive dancing and no drama, would we still watch, or do we a little bit watch for the drama? Yes or no?
I would totally still watch.
I personally feel like I would as well. However, I have to say,
in general,
most of my friends who watch the show, I mean, I have neighbors in grade school who watch the show, and then I have moms who are far older than me who mm-hmm. watch the show. So I think it, like, really spans
generations. It does span, yeah.
But a lot of people say, like, it's my guilty pleasure. Yeah. And I think that means they like the drama.
Yeah, it totally
so,
does.
I don't know. I'd like to hear from our fans.
I would
too. Let us know.
Tweet us. We're live on the message board right now.
Would you watch Dance Moms if it didn't have any drama?
I would myself.
Love it without it.
I would, because...
Well, we're unanimous then.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we always say we watch it for, is the girls mm-hmm. dancing week mm-hmm. after week. Okay, so Jay asks Mackenzie how she felt about when she found out she was leaving. I really didn't get, like, a solid answer from her. She really didn't seem too opinionated on it. She didn't seem like she was bothered, like, too awfully much. Mm-hmm. You know, just flash back to those couple scenes.
Well, I'm just glad it seemed like it was genuine, that she really didn't know until then.
Yeah, so, she really didn't know.
Yeah, because I was worried that was staged, but Maddie was like, oh, well, mom didn't want to tell you because you're a blabbermouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense, because...
It did. It solved a mystery for us. Did. Because even mm-hmm. us on this show, we were like, did they really not tell Mackenzie? Yeah. Like, we weren't really buying it. So, it was kind of interesting to...
Yeah. But I guess I wish Jay would have asked her, would you still want to be on it without your sister? Like, that's what I really want to know.
I want to know, too. Oh. Like, was she happy to leave? Did she wish she could stay?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So I felt like I got a little kind of a facade type answer where it was genuine, but I wanted more.
That's a, yeah, I think a lot of us are wondering.
It's a reporter in me. I'm like, dig, dig, dig.
You know what I feel, honestly? I feel like Mackenzie really does have a sense of the opportunities that are being offered to her and Maddie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I think she pretty much knows she's headed for some pretty exciting things. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I'm sure she does. Yeah.
I'm sure she's happy.
Yeah.
We're happy for all of them. And then a question comes up about the team morale and how is the team morale going to be different now? And then Kalani pops up and is like, well, we all have a shot at the pyramid. And
so true.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Wasn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, it won't be just be Maddie on top. That was hilarious.
Well, Brian's still there, but maybe they'll switch it up. Oh, was that when they made the comparison to who might take this top spot on the pyramid?
I think.
And Maddie answered it could be Bryn, or was it a little later? But at some point they mentioned who would take fill Maddie's shoes. Mm-hmm. And Maddie was asked that and sort of threw it over to Bryn, which I was like, oh,
don't throw it over to little Bryn. She's been through enough.
I know. So, well, I think she was just saying that people think it's Bryn or whatever.
She was saying, Abby said, I'm passing the torch to Bryn.
Yeah. Yes.
Although, since I'm an original member, I don't think anybody can really replace me, which is true. Mm-hmm. She's a person. Bryn's a person. Let Bryn blossom into what she's going
to
be.
And my question is, why does there have to be one lead for every single week? Like, switch it up. Have them do different numbers, different genres, and each one of them can shine. I don't know why there has to be a Maddie now that she's gone.
I think, you know why I think there does need to be? I'll tell you why.
Tell me, JJ. Let us know why.
I think because that Abby creates this power structure.
Yeah.
And that's how she keeps everyone competing.
Mm, that's a good point, I guess.
So it's Abby's structure.
It's
Abby's world, and we're just living in it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It is Abby's world, and some of the girls are not living in it anymore. Mm. They are working out. I also thought it was really cute how JoJo was like, when they were talking about just how things were going to be. Remember, she was like, I'm going to be on point. I'm going to go to the gym every night after rehearsal. I'm going to get a six-pack. I'm like...
And Maddie and Mackenzie were like, oh, yeah, sure you are.
That was so funny. Right? She was totally, like, joking on herself. That was so cute.
Yeah.
Because they're, because Maddie was like, who's going to take over the timing? And JoJo is like, me. And they all just crack up because
JoJo's not like known for timing.
No, right?
Yeah.
So that was funny that they can joke about that stuff.
JoJo's such an eager beaver, man.
Yeah, she is.
Isn't
she? Yeah, she really spoke up.
Yeah.
She really,
she did.
Yeah, she really spoke up during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to hear from all of them, which it was years before any of them really talked.
That's so true.
So it's really cool to see them, you know, piping up, which I think is pretty cool. I really think that Bryn also needs some props for not talking about, like, all of the hurt she got from the moms and, like, all of the trash she got from the moms. Like, she could have gone there a couple of times when she was asked about, are you the next Maddie, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, but she didn't. So that's, you know, really mature for her. I hope she stays, like, charming and
adorable. She's positive, yes.
Mm-hmm. She seems like a classy kid.
She is a classy kid. She's a kid. Where she gets it from.
Ah!
Sorry. So then the little minis are brought up. I'm like, gosh darn it.
Which was one of the funniest things JoJo said, though. Her comment about them.
She's so unfiltered. It's hilarious.
Isn't she? Yeah, you do not know what's going to come out of her mouth.
When those minis are in choreo, they are a hot mess. And she got
oh my gosh. You may regret saying that.
Red flag.
Gosh, so funny.
Right.
But at least, I mean, I feel like since JoJo said it, we can laugh about it.
Yeah,
and it was
it's
just
true.
Like in a joking manner.
She kind of has permission. And I see, like, when she says stuff like that, the other girls laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I think we don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Because it's JoJo, and, you know, she's going to play around about stuff.
She is. And speaking of playing around, next up in the show, we have the little vignettes of the so-called old friends of Maddie and Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, we've got Kathy and Vivian doing a little vignette.
That was so... Wasn't that great?
Such a good surprise.
Jeanette and Ava.
I know.
I thought it was a little ridiculous.
Really?
You didn't
like
it.
I didn't like it.
Why?
Because I felt like it was more of a Bat and Abby's face rather than actually giving the girls the praise that they need and deserve.
Kathy, you mean?
Yeah, Kathy. Jeanette was nice, you know.
Jeanette
but,
was nice, yeah.
You know, they...
Who else was it?
I just, I felt like maybe they should have had...
Ava, no, was nice.
Yeah,
Ava.
Yeah,
Gino. No.
Gino.
Oh, yes, Gino.
Oh, my God. They were, like, the girls, like, totally turned red when Gino came up. They're like, oh, my God, Gino!
Yeah, Gino, he was from season 3 and 4, and Maddie had her first kiss with Gino in a duet. So they brought up that kiss like a couple of times. They really like replayed that quite a couple of times.
Why? Because I remember that episode. I was cracking up. Maddie did not want to kiss him at all.
Like, I should not be having my first kiss like this. So.
The thing is, like, the whole audience and all the girls totally reacted to it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was part of the thing about the whole episode I thought was so fun is it really was for young people, I felt like. It was like, it's your time to talk.
That's so true.
You know?
And the whole audience was kids, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they also had Shangela on there. And...
Oh, yeah, Shangela.
Yeah, I felt like...
Laquifa.
I felt like instead of like Kathy and them, I felt like they could have had like Chloe.
Oh,
like,
I said that.
You know, saying goodbye.
Paige and Brooke.
Yeah, Paige and Brooke. Like people who the kids like really loved and related to and were on the team. Like I felt like it could have been like older teammates, but you know, contractually,
I'm sure they can't be on there. To do with just not being able to access those girls for that.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so before we move on to one of the performances, let's chat a little bit about Chapman University. Anybody interested in going back to school out there?
It's a possibility.
Oh my gosh.
I never say never.
Yeah. I'm always about like continuing education. Like I'm going to forever be a student. So
good for you.
Yeah, well, Chapman University is located in Orange County, so it's not too far.
Yeah.
Get this, you guys, 16 miles from the beach. You know,
sounds good.
We could go back to school and take our homework and go, you know, study on the beach.
Between classes.
I'm sure it would get in there quicker. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a good place to go to college.
It's a really big campus, 75 acres, 8,000 students, and they have graduate and undergraduate programs. And they're known for their programs in film and television, business and science.
There you go.
Some pretty good fields.
Yeah. So they have like all different majors, 100 different majors. There's like literally something for everybody there, apparently. It's a comprehensive university. You look interested, JJ.
Well, I think the interesting thing, if they have a good film and TV department, is that if you're interested in that, if you're out in the country, if you go to school there, then you're so close to Hollywood. So maybe get internships, maybe you could start auditioning while you're going to college. So
exactly.
It seems like a smart plan.
It seems like a very smart plan. Yeah. You could, get an internship before you ever graduate, and then you could, you know, have the credentials to really get something great. It actually says here it's only 30 miles from L.A.,
Oh, wow.
That's great. Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And 86% of students benefit from some sort of financial aid. I'll take that. That's pretty cool. So you may not have to pay for all of it yourself. So anyway, you guys, if you are interested in Chapman University. Chapman University.
Right.
Check out www.chapman.edu/information.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Southern California.
Thank you.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, back to our show. We've got...
Boss Ladies.
Yeah!
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Boss Ladies coming up.
My favorite.
I loved it.
It was great.
I'm glad that was Mackenzie's favorite, too. That's so Mackenzie.
I know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also JoJo loved that number, too, where she was, like, in the front, like, pumping away.
Oh, yeah, you can tell she's so excited on those parts when it's, like, ready to get to the front and start pop, pop. She's so excited.
Go.
I think you could actually, did you guys hear the girls, like, cheering each other on during that routine?
Oh, they were cheering each other on and were singing.
I love it. It's like they're more free because they're not in a competition.
I think so too.
Yeah. That was fun.
This whole night they were more like, I felt like they were like celebration dances.
Yeah. And they were, you could tell that they were just, they were just having fun.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. could tell kind of that they weren't competing. They were just kind of having fun. And I like mm-hmm. that. I like that vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they nobody ever changed throughout the...
Oh, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Which really simplified it.
It did simplify it. So mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cool.
Whoever did the wardrobe for those girls did a really good job.
Yeah, kudos to them.
Because mm-hmm. each girl had like a different personality outfit mm-hmm. that suited her.
Yeah, the colors, the regular hair colors, the extensions.
Oh, all the hair colors.
I thought that was cute and fun. And I would probably love that if I were still, 13.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like, I heard Mackenzie. She's like, I hope my weave doesn't fall out.
Yeah, she did. They're so
Why
funny.
Why do you have a weave at your age? But that's okay. You're in show business.
That's and all right. It was pink.
Did you catch it when she told Maddie, like, quit touching my hair?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Maddie was. She kept touching her hair.
Yeah. Maddie just was like, okay.
They're I so know. Funny sisters.
I know they are
I have
funny.
A sister, so I get it.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it.
And next up, Kendall gets a plug for her YouTube.
Yeah.
So apparently she's, and I've kept up, I've watched some of Kendall's YouTube. She does like kind of backstage stuff, which is really cool for the fans. So she does this Dance Mom trivia. So for every question that she got wrong, she would dump different stuff on her head, like eggs, yes. dressing. Kalani dumped it on her in the shower, and it looked, and it's been so many years, so many dances, I could see why she maybe got some of them wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they play this game in the studio audience. Mm-hmm. We get Anaka up. She volunteers to have stuff dumped on her head. So Kendall is up with a microphone asking Maddie and Mackenzie different questions, and for every question that she gets wrong... JoJo dumps stuff on Anaka's head. I'm like, how is this fair to Anaka?
Oh, she loved it.
I'm sure she did. I would be so excited to go up there and be like, I don't care. They're like, oh, so sorry. We feel bad for ruining your cute outfit.
I know, like, that's okay.
She'll remember this forever because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but like,
and then they give her a rat. I was concerned about her breathing. I was like, how can she breathe?
Oh, I was too.
Yeah,
I was
that
like,
was going all over her in her eyes and stuff. Yeah.
That was a little much.
Yeah.
But they didn't give her a rag till like later. Mm-hmm. After it was all over. Yeah. So I'm not going to go into like all of the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's just say that Maddie and Mackenzie got some questions wrong, and this girl had salad dressing, cheese, ketchup.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. But like, kudos to Kendall for like working it, starting a YouTube is a really cute idea.
I didn't
idea.
Know she was doing this on her YouTube, but I think it's really
it
cute
is
too.
Cute, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah, you gotta make stuff work for you. Mm-hmm. She has like a ton of subscribers. It's super cute, you guys. You gotta, if you haven't subscribed to her
Fun.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Athena likes to watch JoJo's YouTube.
Oh, JoJo's YouTube. She's so funny.
She's, So anyway, it was pretty funny. And then it kind of gets, it's going more to JoJo and
JoJo's song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jay asked JoJo, how did the girls influence you? And she said, well, I used to have a lot of haters over social media and mm-hmm. I would get really sad and they would be like, it's okay. Don't pay attention to it. It's just the haters, and they were really positive to JoJo about the social media influence, which is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I can't imagine being that young and dealing with it though.
Because on that level,
when I was that age, I mean, I didn't have any social media at all, but I can't imagine having millions of followers.
Yeah.
And then let alone, any haters commenting stuff like that. So that's really awesome that they can be that confident at that young of an age.
They seem to be pretty like equipped to coping with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The negative parts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, apparently, the girls were really positive to her. And as little JoJo's personality, she turned lemons into lemonade, and she made a song about it, and it was her world premiere of her new song, Boomerang. Mm-hmm. It was cute. I don't care what they say, I'm gonna come back like a boomerang.
Yep. That was fun. It was so JoJo.
It was.
It was very JoJo.
Nice and upbeat.
It makes so much sense. I feel like she could be a Disney girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got
Disney,
sort
Nickelodeon,
of like,
anything like that.
Yeah. She's got kind of that triple threat, like, package that they look for.
I don't know if she's, like, the Disney, like,
Well,
I think these days, is a little different than what I remember.
The Disney radio, I mean, maybe like Athena, because your daughter's watching The Princesses right now.
Yeah.
But I think as you get into like the teen talent like tweens, and the pop, the pop girls, then they get a little more funky.
A little more funky. Okay. A little
funky fresh.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
And so Jill had a part in the video, and so did Kendall.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Jill was a teacher. What did you guys think about that? Well, I know it made Jill's year.
Yeah. Well, Kendall was the mean girl.
I know. I was surprised. I was like, oh, Kendall's the mean girl.
Yeah.
So are you kind of surprised?
She would.
I wasn't surprised. I was just interested to know where the other girls were.
Yeah.
Or like how that process went to have Kendall and Jill in it. But
I wasn't surprised Kendall was the mean girl. I feel like she could put on that hat. Like, I feel like she would be more believable than like Kalani was the mean girl.
Yeah.
I
actually agree with you.
Maybe Kalani's mom could do it, but.
I think a lot of the moms could do that.
But, I mean, but we all know Kendall's like so not mean.
That's
the thing. Yeah. Like, she's so not mean.
Right.
But.
Well, anyway, they got
parts.
But
good for her.
Good for her.
I know.
Then they, you know, what changed this season? You know, Jay asked that because a lot of things did change. There was some yelling. There was storming out. And they were like, we found a voice. We weren't going to take it.
Yeah. I thought this was really interesting. Kendall said, she goes, I feel like I've grown up and I'm using my voice.
Yeah.
And then they replayed that scene of her having a meltdown during rehearsal. But
yeah.
Okay. But it's true. They are getting older.
Yeah. They are using their voice, but I don't think that clip that they played of Kendall was, like, quote, using her voice in, like, the way she should have.
I agree.
She shouldn't have yelled, like, you're so mean, but,
I think they could have chosen different examples for that, but that's okay.
Right.
Yeah, that was, like, kind of a bad example.
A drama. Yeah.
But,
drama.
I mean, there's been lots of clips where Nia has spoke of. Mm-hmm. There's been clips where Maddie has spoke of. Mm-hmm. You know, there's... lots of, it was kind of like a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Was that a bad example? Mm. I don't know, I thought.
Well, it was,
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
moving on. Did you guys notice in the audience the two people that had pictures of Maddie and Mackenzie? And when it went to the audience, they would, like, put up their little stick signs?
No, I didn't see.
Weren't there more faces than just theirs?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. I didn't.
But the main faces I saw were Mackenzie and Maddie.
Cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then because Jay held up the face of
Abby.
At one point. That was funny.
That was hilarious.
Jay holds up the face of Abby and wants to know if there's anything that you can say to Abby with no consequences. What would you say?
Yeah, first of all, there's no such thing as no consequences.
Exactly.
Is that what you felt? I was like, no, don't say anything, girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they know that.
They know that.
Because they didn't say that mean of stuff.
No.
You know, something about the tissue trail, about barring a sweatshirt, getting ribs all over.
How about the licking?
Oh, the licking.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And then they replayed those clips over and over.
Yeah. That was so funny.
She goes like
because
this.
I totally noticed that too.
Yeah,
she always does that.
Once
so funny.
They said it, I was like, "Yeah, she totally does that." I mean, which is like we all have tics.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have? I have.
I'm
tics.
Sure I do. I don't know what, but
yeah. Do you have any tics? Like things you think you?
She probably does
physical
realize.
Things you do all the time.
I used to, but I try to get rid of it.
Nice.
Because,
good for you.
Because I don't want anybody playing back clips of me doing something funky with my mouth or whatever.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want that.
That was really funny.
It was funny. Somebody should tell her that, but, you know, I don't know. I guess nobody did. No, now we're laughing about it. Next up is Little Miss Mackenzie and her song.
I gotta dance.
I gotta dance. So she was clearly lip syncing last night.
Yeah.
I didn't like the choice of the lip syncing because it stood out from the rest of the night. But I love the song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, super cute. Yeah. I got it. It was super cute. Yeah, it just, I think a lot of times when people perform, it just almost didn't go quite together.
I mean, why not? Can't they kind of mix it halfway, like put a little mic on her, have her sing,
and
but then
have
play
it, like,
the track
back.
Also?
Yeah, I got that. I thought that's what they were doing at first until like a few spots where I'm like, okay, that's not what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because they intercut it with some clips, some video clips of her.
Yes.
That were already produced, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Great style for her, though.
Yeah.
Great style. They're finding her style.
They are.
And it's different than Maddie's.
Yeah.
It is. Different.
Yeah, yeah. She shines in a different way.
Yeah. Well, Maddie doesn't sing to my...
Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm sure she's...
She can. I think she can hold a note.
Yeah, I'm sure she can.
Because they all do... I think they all do vocal training in some...
Capacity.
Wow. Capacity, yeah.
I'm sure they can. We just never heard her because she's too busy... Doing everything dancing, else. Acting. And then they have a journey down memory lane. I love it when they play Maddie doing her Foyté turns and she gets older.
Oh, that is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's my favorite thing.
That was incredible.
I was like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the little scene, the very first scene with Melissa.
Where they're tiny.
Tiny.
Like, these are my daughters.
Oh, my gosh.
Six and eight.
How adorable.
And they both dance.
Crazy.
I didn't realize Mackenzie was so, so young. Like, Peyton's age. So I get why she's so close to the minis.
Yeah.
She was so small.
Teeny face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also just still looked like themselves, though, now. Like, but just mini pint versions of themselves. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They're still super young. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy to think that they've literally grown up on television.
Crazy. Yeah? Crazy.
And I felt that Maddie's clips, like, to see the amount of talent she had already, mm-hmm. like, coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
To it.
Yes.
I was like,
those clips from the first season.
Oh, my God. You're like a prodigy.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
It's like, amazing. Wow. That's so even more impressive than I remember when I was watching live. Like, yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's clear that Abby saw something within her, and she was grooming her this entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This entire time. If it's one thing that woman can spot is just talent and drive and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
So, everybody gets emotional. Before the final goodbye, Maddie gets to perform Bond Girl.
I love that one.
Oh, I love
it. That was a good choice. I was thinking, did she choose that? Or was it suggested for her?
I wonder what she would have chosen if she chose, though.
I thought she chose that.
I bet.
I mean, I could know. Totally. She likes those, like, those sassy ones that show off a little bit more personality. I think we're so used to seeing her do those lyricals that was nice that she ended with the Bond Girl.
I feel like it was such a mature number for her, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it really kind of made her come off as, like, more of a young woman. Mm-hmm. And so I could see how she would like it, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could tell that she really loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
But... When she performed that, she performed it in the gold, like, leotard, I think, which I
was trying to remember. Yeah. I remember that, yeah, with the, like, leafy.
Oh, yeah. That was that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I really like that.
That was cool,
mm-hmm. right?
So then we come back, you guys, and it's the final goodbye of this reunion. Are you guys over the goodbyes? Or are you still?
I totally cried. I'm not gonna lie. So last week I got a little choked up because the moms were saying bye and like whatever. I'm already emotional and I cry off movies and stuff like that. But this week I was like literally crying.
You're so cute. I
can't help it. And you know the funniest thing? It just reminds me of when I was leaving my middle school friends and we were all going to high school and we were just like crying and hugging. It felt like yesterday. Like, I totally get how they're feeling. They've been together for years. They're so young. They're best friends. And
they're really...
Oh, my gosh. That just really got me. Mm. Am I the only one, really?
No, you know what? I did. I thought it was real emotion.
Yeah.
And do you know the moment that got me teary-eyed? I won't say I cried, but I thought the saddest moment was when they're preparing for the last dance and they had a shot of both Maddie and Mackenzie backstage almost about to walk on and completely crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is really happening for them. Like,
that was so sad.
Yeah. And then they do the, you know, they kind of like Brynn and Mackenzie hug and, Joe, they go through the line if there's anything you want to say to the girls. And they all had something, you know, super nice.
Oh, I loved that part.
Yeah, super nice to say. And I remember what Mia said. She's like, I just don't remember life without you, like before you.
Wow.
You
know? They were so young.
It's interesting because, how much will they really see each other? They'll still see each other.
But not nearly as
but
much.
But you're right, yeah. I mean...
Not every...
Yeah, every week.
Yeah.
And just the rehearsal process, the rehearsal to dance to competition process.
Yeah. And like Kendall said, like, we've traveled everywhere. We've traveled across the globe. We've been on buses.
Yeah.
We've shared rooms. Like, you know, Kalani lived with the Zigglers for like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be difficult, but you know, the girl's got to move on, honey.
Yeah.
They've done enough.
Change is inevitable.
It is. And life's full of changes, right? This is the first of many different milestones and transitions they'll have, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to be successful in life, you have to adapt to change.
Yep.
Mm. And it's kind of exciting for the other girls because they can have more opportunities now, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They could get more solos, you know. I want to see more of the other girls.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
I think you're right.
I think they're probably happy about that too, inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, They'll definitely still keep in touch and all of that. I don't doubt that.
It's always cool too to go like out on top rather than, you know, like squeezing it out, like going till the bitter
forever
end.
And ever. Yes. Like what if Maddie started losing?
Yeah.
I know.
That would just be shocking. What kind
of, yeah.
But they showed a little clip of her when she was like 6 or 7. She's like, well, I don't like to lose, but I don't really lose anyway. And I was like,
I know.
She started young. She knew.
I'm telling you, she did.
Yeah. And then Kalani was like, she said something. She's like, well, I'm just going to be seeing you guys doing all of these cool things, and I'm so happy for you. But then I was like, well, Kalani, what about the stuff that you're going to be doing? You know, like,
yeah.
You know, she's a gorgeous girl. Like, she was doing some hosting. She got her dancewear line. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
I wonder if there's time.
I don't know. I think there could be a little opportunity for her confidence to be boosted.
Yeah. I think
that's kind of what's happening.
I thought that.
That girl's amazing.
She's so good.
We love you, Kalani.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question was, I think their time on the show probably conflicts with outside opportunities, which is why Melissa and Maddie McKenzie had to leave the show so they could pursue these other things. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if these other girls are getting presented with a lot of stuff
but they can't do it.
Mm. So
okay.
They're still doing cool stuff though.
Oh no, without a doubt. Yeah. It's just I think maybe she should have been like more confident. Like, you're never gonna have my legs and my feet, but you can go do that movie. No, just kidding.
Totally.
Okay.
JK people.
I'll tell you what.
Don't rip me a new one.
Kalani should be a leg model because she's got the leg model, face model.
I mean, hair model.
We're gonna see these girls for a long time.
You just have to stand there.
She should just be in charge.
Just a rockette or something where she gets to use her legs.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be. I mean, we'll be seeing these girls for a long time after Dan's mom's in.
Oh yeah,
true.
Yes. Yeah.
And we wrap with Todrick Hall performing The Freaks Like Me, which was such a cute number.
That was fun.
I love the lyrics in it. You know, just be yourself. Just go for it. That's not exactly the lyrics, but that's my idea that I took from it. So
I loved. He had this yellow tux on with a smiley face on the back.
Yeah, that was so cute. He's a fun guy.
And I felt like, I don't know why, I felt like when he came out, he was going to try to like steal the spotlight or whatever. But it was a great performance, and he really kind of integrated with the girls.
Yeah.
Like, he really pulled it off well.
He did.
It was positive. He showed up.
Yeah, that's part of being a performer and a star is learning how to step back and mesh and, you know, let other people talk.
I'm with these guys. Yeah. We're doing this together.
We are one unit.
We are one.
When I first met Todrick Hall, was here at AfterBuzz. It was, like, a couple years ago for this show.
Oh.
And I was very new to the show and I did not know what to think of him. I was like, hi.
Really?
Yeah. He had this crazy backpack, and during the show he was like on the couch, like doing crazy like acrobats on the couch. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah, he's super vibrant and fun. And
yeah.
I mean, he's been such a good influence for the girls.
He has.
They've worked together a lot. So that was cool that he got to be featured on this little thing.
It was. Yeah. And I love that song. I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah, it really was
I have to say, if I want like a pick-me-up, I sometimes watch it.
That performance, yeah, that was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catchy.
Okay, you guys, so we have one more episode next week, and then we're going to take a little break.
Should we ask the fans? Because we're a little bit confused about the schedule, the summer schedule.
Yeah.
Should we just ask folks? Guys, after next week, we are going to have a summer break. Does anyone know when the show's coming back? Because
we don't even know.
Dance Moms Wiki. I mean, we really can't figure it out. So if anyone has any, please tweet us.
Yeah. I don't think it's been announced yet on the internet.
I don't think so either. That could be.
Unless one of my sources from the inside tells us. But, you know. You know what I mean?
Like,
we can't just be hanging. We got things to do.
Let us know. Lifetime.
We got to live on the dance floor,
Living on the dance floor. All right. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up. But what about our news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, this is awesome. You guys probably have already seen it, but JoJo's video came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Boomerang. Boom.
So cute.
Here it comes.
So cute.
Right off of YouTube. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Y'all can make fun of me all you want. I got my own video about it.
There she is doing her thing. I would say that if you're not one of the millions and millions of people who have already watched it, then log online and check it out.
Look at those little hearts.
I've also noticed recently she has clearly established like rainbow as her color scheme for clothing.
I would say purple.
She and the hair.
Just everything. Rainbow. All colors. JoJo. Party.
Purple, pink, yellow.
I love it.
So cute, JoJo. How fun to be in a video like that at that age.
I know. That's crazy. I was like making videos in my living room with my brother and sister.
You're right about the rainbow,
JJ. This
is cool.
Uh-huh.
Where's Jill? Teacher Jill.
I think she, did we already see her?
I thought she was like at the end.
There she is.
Oh,
yeah. She was ready.
She got her glasses.
Get out of here.
This is so age appropriate, too, for JoJo's age.
Okay. Yeah. That's cute.
Oh, wow.
Cute video.
Thank you.
Thanks, JJ.
It's a hit. Cool. It's a hit.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I mean, we have one more episode next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be more goodbyes. More goodbyes.
It's Abby, Maddie, and Mackenzie, right? Just them?
Yeah, I believe so. So that's going to be, you know, interesting. Yeah.
They are milking it.
Yeah. They are.
And then after that, it's just going to be Abby.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just going to be Maddie.
And then.
Then it's just going to be Melissa and Abby. Then it's just going to be Maddie sitting there on the chair answering questions about her life.
Yeah.
Then it's just going to be Mackenzie.
Then it's going to be more crying. So that's our predictions for next week.
Yeah.
Everybody. So, all right. Let's wrap it up. Where can they find you?
Hey, guys. J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. Hit me up.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miera Jennings. See you guys next week.
And please subscribe to my YouTube channel at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I'm going to put up a do-it-yourself all-natural hand sanitizer soon. And you can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here next week, same time, same place, for one more episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.